Now, my next guest is here joining me. It's a lovely Wendy Chamberlain from Chamberlain Property Advocates, and she is a very well-known author and a very, very good at what she does. And just before we go a little bit further, if you want a free e-book on the web, you can. All you need to do is go to Chamberlain Advocates, all one word, .com.au/northwestfm, and I'll repeat that again. For a free ebook on the website, go to chamberlainadvocates.com.au/northwestfm. Good afternoon, Wendy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Vilma. I'm very, very well. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. Excellent. Keeping warm. I did have the heater on in the studio, but I must say it was getting a little bit stifly, so I had to switch it off. But otherwise, all good. Well, we've got some exciting news, so let's get straight into it. Auction clearance rates. Tell us a little bit about that, because we just had the long weekend. So what was the latest?
Yes, so we did have a long weekend, so there weren't as many auctions. There was only 346, but there was still a 74% clearance rate. And last week, where we had twice as many, 895 auctions, there was a 79% clearance rate. Last year, it was 82%. So it's tracking similarly, and what we say, when we're into the 70s, it generally is a seller's market, because stock is still pretty tight at the moment. Not as many homes around for sale.
Mm. As I've been driving around myself, I see a lot of for lease, quite a few.
Yes.
What is that meaning?
On houses, on like residential houses.
Yes.
Yeah, I think a few properties are coming up on the market, because we're seeing lots of people selling their properties due to all the various costs nowadays to own a property.
Yes. Well, a good friend of mine selling her apartment, and on the other side of town, because can't keep up with the demand of all the expenses that are going. And that's a damn shame, isn't it? Don't they think of what they're doing first, about what the repercussions are for our community?
I don't think that they do, or I don't know if they fully understand the finely tuned microsystem that is the real estate market, because it's like a game of Jenga. When you pull one thing out, things that can have an unintended consequence somewhere else. So by just doing one particular change, you can cause problems or issues that you might not have realised, and that certainly is something that we're seeing at the moment.
Oh, definitely. Mm.
With the costs of things.
Yes. Well, this is a really weird time, because we could understand what was happening a couple of years ago with the pandemic, but this is something completely different now altogether. And, it's really weird. So tell us about the market updates. I'm hearing whispers of interest rate rise, and also the Melbourne property prices they're taking effect on the market. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, interestingly, earlier in the year, we were hearing that interest rates might be dropping, and now word on the street is that interest rates might actually be heading back up. Mm. So I think we need to really watch this space regarding that, because that is a big factor that drives consumer sentiment in relation to whether or not they choose to spend their money or make those type of commitments, because obviously buying a home is a large commitment financially, and that will make a huge impact on buyers and what they do moving forward. So house prices nationally have risen 0.8%, which is the 16th straight month of rises, and other states are having booms versus what is going on here in Melbourne, and Brisbane has actually overtaken Melbourne in relation to the median house price. Melbourne is up 0.1% for May, but it is down 0.2% for the quarter.
Mm.
And from the onset of COVID all those years ago, the market is still down 4%. So it went up like a rocket, and then it's come off, and then it's sort of been coming back. So a bit up and down, and it's really quite an even market at the moment, even though when you show those auction results, we're getting almost 80% clearance rates because of there is a shortage of stock available for people to live in. And as we mentioned at the start of the call, what is going on, particularly with government policy at all levels, we're talking federal, state and local level, it is exacerbating the rental crisis. They may come out and say, we're not seeing that that is happening, our stats aren't showing it. Well, I can tell you because I talk to people every single day in the real estate market. I talk to real estate agents. I speak to people that own properties, and they 100%, all of these costs and taxes and things are having an effect, and people are selling their houses because of it.
Absolutely, yes, I can see it, and it's just absolutely terrible. It's a shame. I don't know who invents all these new rules, but anyway. The rental crisis, well, that's another story. We keep hearing about how tough it is out there for renters to find property, of course. But now we're also hearing about more costs for the Victorian government, and even Marybeck Council wants to lump into the rental providers landlords. Tell us about that, because I'm hearing a lot of it too now.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying about there's a whole lot of things and extra costs that are being imposed at a state level. We can cover those in a moment. But Marybeck Council, at their meeting on Wednesday, so just 2 days ago, passed a motion to double the rates for property investors, so for investors that own a second property, and halve the rates for owner-occupiers, which may sound, you know, wacky-doodah if you're an owner-occupier, but here's a rub. So the cost to buy a property in Moreland is, it can be over $1 million. So I think that the councillor that proposed this is that he's thinking it's great because if the cost for investors, their rates are doubled, they'll all sell up, and that's going to allow homeowners to come in and buy those properties. But if you have the homeowners coming in and the rates are halved for homeowners and you're getting less and less investors, you're going to get less and less income. So what's going to happen? They're going to have to put the rates up for the homeowners. And what it's going to result in, there's going to be two things that will happen in relation to doubling rates on investment properties. Number one is investors will sell up, which is what this councillor is wanting to happen. However, those properties then, if they're purchased by home buyers, that means that takes the property out of the rental pool, which exacerbates the rental crisis. And this is what we're seeing, is that those costs get passed on to a renter, or they can't even find a home to rent. So the second side of it is that many people that have an investment property will pass those costs on to the renter. So it's more expensive for the renter, so rents are going up. And then there's less rentals in the rental pool, so they actually can't even find a house. And this is why I just throw my arms, hands in the air going, why do they not understand that moving that piece of chess on the board has these other consequences for the renters? Because nothing about this is going to benefit a renter at all.
No. Let me ask you this in case anyone is listening, but if you have just your own existing home, what will happen there? Just your normal rates?
They're proposing that those rates will be halved. So if you just have your property that you live in, it's your principal place of residence, they're saying that those rates will be halved. And then if you own an investment property, so it's a second residential property in the city of Moreland, that second property will have its rates doubled.
Okay. So if you're just a person that owns your one home, your rent will just be as is. But if you're an owner that has two properties and one of those happens to be rented, that your rates from your where you live will be halved, but you'll be charged, on the other hand, for your rental of property a lot more. Is that right?
That's correct. And so as a homeowner, you might think that's great. However, when there's less rental properties in the municipality, there's less income, and I see that they'll just raise the rates at some point because they've gone ahead and cut their income. And here's another question for you. Do you think that the Victorian government's going to like the fact that they're going to be getting less land tax? because investors are leaving Marybank. Because that's another consequence that will happen. There's less revenue for councils, but there's also going to be less land tax revenue for the Victorian government.
Oh, they've really targeted an area which I think they should just leave well alone. Now, the Victorian government is proposing new minimum rental standards, and we have here the Marybank Council is proposing a double rate for investment properties, which we've just discussed. So what is the latest with all of that, and will it help or hinder the current rental crisis in Melbourne? I think we've answered it, but I think it will. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, so Monday, week ago, the Victorian government came out with their proposal. They're going to raise the minimum rental standards, which might sound well and good because they're talking about it being more energy efficient in a house for a renter to live there. Mm-hmm. But these changes are going to cost money to the rental provider, to the landlord. And again, the high likelihood is that those costs will be passed on to the renter. And so rents are going to go up. And some of the charges that they're talking about, so let's talk about the changes. So they're saying that home heating, there needs to be an electric heater in the living area. Cooling needs to be added to properties, and it's mandatory from 30th of October 2027. But they're saying all of these changes are to be brought in by the 30th of October 2025, so October of next year. They want ceiling insulation, draft proofing of an entire house perimeter, all external doors and vents and cracks. They want all shower heads replaced to be 4-star efficiency and blind cord safety anchors. So the government came out and they estimated the replacement cost in total of all of this stuff to be $5,519. So just $5,500 for landlords to soak up. I had a look at, well, first of all, for some landlords, that's going to be half their annual rent just going to make these changes. I had a look at how the government had costed what they think. They costed $45 to get all these blind cord safety anchors replaced. How many trades do you think are going to show up and do that job and just want to be paid $45? It's ludicrous. And they said a hot water system is going to cost $361 to replace. So I don't know where they're getting those figures from, but they are way off.
Oh, definitely.
And so there's no way. It's going to cost so much more money. And what happens to those units and systems that are in perfect working condition? They're just going to get thrown out into landfill. How is that helping the environment? It's just wastage.
Wow.
And
go on.
Well, they're saying it's going to reduce the energy bills to manage the cost of living, improve the health and well-being for residents, for renters, reducing damp and mould. And that's all fabulous. But what about people that own their own homes? Why are the governments not helping with these type of costs for them? Why is it that they're expecting other people to provide it for a renter? Whereas all these things, which sound great, are not in some way supported by the government with a rebate, et cetera, for homeowners.
Yes.
Well, this is why I don't think they think these things fully through.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. And someone that I know is just who has a property just changed the hot water system. It cost them $3,500.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's money.
And they've allocated $361 in their estimation.
That's probably just good enough for just a visit, let alone putting what they need to put in.
Call-out fee.
Yeah, it's a call-out fee. Absolutely disgraceful. Well, look, let them sort it out. I think it's not a good way that they're heading. I think everybody agrees. But let's talk about the new podcast launching next week called The Property Mumba, Adventures in the Real Estate. Well, it's, you know, I've been listening to it, and I tell you what, there are certainly a lot of shenanigans that goes on. So tell us a little bit about the new podcast launching next week.
Yes, Vilma, I am so excited. Property Mama, my adventures in real estate that I've been sharing every single week are being made into a podcast. And so, yes, all of the shenanigans, you'll be able to get those in your ears when you're out driving, walking the dog, whatever you want to do. On Spotify and Apple, they'll be available. for you to download and listen. So I am so excited. We've got 18 episodes so far, and we'll continue every week adding to the shenanigan tales.
And believe you me, I'm sure you would have heard quite a few shenanigans.
I absolutely. It makes me laugh. It's. I mean, honestly, end of the day, it's probably not funny. I guess I'm used to it. I'm used to dealing with the shenanigans. But it's why some people find dealing with real estate agents in this industry so stressful, frustrating, annoying. But that's why I'm here. I can help you. I can support you with that.
Also, too, I wanted to ask you as well, you know, the importance of a buyer's advocate and a seller's advocate before we conclude this afternoon. Tell me, why is it so important to have someone on your side and someone that really knows the ins and outs and to put you on the right track and get you the best deal and to make sure that all the paperwork with all the dots and make sure that it's sealed and all kosher. Tell us why.
Well, I'm independent and I work for my client who is the buyer. So if you remember that the real estate agent has been appointed by the seller, they're not working for the buyer, they're working for the seller. And so just to give you some examples, the last couple of properties that I've purchased for clients have been off market, which means they haven't been advertised, so we haven't had to compete with other buyers out there. Additionally, my beautiful first home buyer clients, we bid at an auction on Saturday, and there was a particular strategy that I employed for that auction based on my 28 years of buying and selling real estate to be able to control the pace and the motion of the auction. And my client's parents were there, and afterwards she said, oh, I wouldn't even, not even have thought of that. But that's me. That's what I do. That's my job. Auctions are my office, is what I have to say. I love supporting my clients.
Yeah. Well, that's so important, and you know, that's why it's good to have someone that's on your side. I'm not saying the agent isn't, but someone there that can guide you through and make the decisions if because, you know, buying a property is overwhelming at the best of times, and it's a lot of money going from one hand to another, and you do get shaky knees and you go, oh my God, I've just bought that property. So it is important that you have the right person, and what do they say, dot your I's and cross your T's and make sure that everything is in order for you to buy that property. Also, especially too, I would say, Wendy, when doing inspections, to get the surveyor in, to get the house checked, all of those things, that's very important, isn't it, to make sure that the property is sound. Because just to give you an example, and I'm sure this has come across your office many of occasions, that, you know, you can buy properties but not realising there could be termites, could be anything, yeah?
Absolutely, and absolutely. And to give you another example, recently a client property that we looked at, we could not see around the chimney area, we couldn't see any patches or damp or anything like that. But when the inspector put his moisture meter on there, it showed a very high reading. So we think that the flashing, there's a problem with the flashing, there's water getting in there.
Oh.
But you can't see that.
No.
By the naked eye, you can't see that. So it's very important.
So that's why by having someone there with you, they will say, "You look, you'll need to do this, need to do that before we cross and sign off," because it's so important that we get the property checked for many reasons. Well, Wendy, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. And don't forget, if somebody wants a free ebook on the web, all you need to do is go to chamberlainadvocates.com.au/northwestfm. Well, look, we're going to be chatting to you again. I hope you have a lovely, warm weekend ahead of you. And from me to you, thank you, and always a pleasure with the amount of information and knowledge that you have. And not only that, thank you for coming on the program.
Thanks, Vilma. I always love coming on and chatting about real estate.
Good on you.